Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Environmental Protection Agency is awarding Galesburg more than $1.2 million to clean up contamination along the city's downtown corridor. A Brownfields cleanup grant totaling more than $700,000 will fund remediation at the former Knox Laundry site at the corner of North Kellogg and East Ferris Streets. It opened in 1898 as a retail laundromat before eventually closing in the early 2000s. Officials believe the site is contaminated with tetrachloroethylene. Another $500,000 will be used to assess other sites around town, develop cleanup plans, and hold community engagement events. The EPA's latest round of grant funding also includes more than $1 million for Clinton, Iowa, to remediate lead and asbestos at its former YMCA. In a press release announcing the grants on Friday, Administrator Lee Zeldin said they aim to transform contaminated properties into valuable spaces for businesses and housing that strengthen the local economy. A measure in Springfield aimed at preempting President Trump's actions on abortion is one vote away from heading to the governor. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports.
The bill would do two things. It would first ensure access to mifepristone, which is an oral drug used to induce early-term abortions, even if the Food and Drug Administration were to no longer approve it. It would also safeguard healthcare licenses for abortion providers, building on protections passed by Democrats after Roe fell. State Representative Dagmara Avalar is the House sponsor.
One of the things that we continue to hear over and over again from our constituents is, what are we doing as state legislators to protect democracy? And I think that for a lot of people, that means also protecting choice.
Democratic lawmakers have filed several bills in response to Trump's executive orders. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth is slamming President Trump's plan to accept a Boeing jet from the royal family of Qatar.
I think it's blatantly and historically corrupt, and I think it is a bribe of the president of the United States, and especially from coming from a nation that is known to host terrorist organizations like Hamas. It is not acceptable.
Senator Duckworth was speaking on the 21st show on Friday. Congressional Democrats have said the gift raises ethical concerns as laid out in the Constitution. Trump has said the aircraft would be used as Air Force One for the remainder of his presidency, and he would take it with him after he leaves office. Trump said the plane would be accepted by the Defense Department to avoid breaking ethical rules. Rock Island residents could soon see a slight increase in their monthly yard waste and garbage bills. WVIK's Ray Berry has more.
The city council is set to vote on the proposal at their meeting tonight. Under the updated ordinance, residential trash pickup would go from $11 to $11.95. That's an 8.5% increase. Annual yard waste collection and yard waste cart rentals would see the same percentage rise. The last time these rates were updated was back in 2018. But now, the Public Works Department says these changes are necessary to balance their solid waste fund. If passed, the new rates would go into effect July 1st. For WVIK, I'm Ray Berry.
The Aledo Park District says the city's public swimming pool is closing for the entirety of its 2025 season due to necessary maintenance and repairs. In a news release, the Park District says the nearly century-old pool facility needs several critical repairs. The city is also breaking ground this summer on its aquatic center, which will be built in downtown Aledo with an estimated completion in spring of 2026. Meanwhile, several Quad City area pools are scheduled to open by Memorial Day weekend. Those include Moline's Riverside Riverslide Pool and the Bettendorf YMCA Water Park at the Landing. Those are both opening for the season on Saturday. The Figge Art Museum in Davenport has flipped the switch on its new permanent light installation. WVIK's Lexi Woodcock has more on the display that illuminates the museum's entire exterior in colors.
The Figge will now display a vibrant, one-of-a-kind show of colors each sunset. The evanescent field consists of over 1,000 full-color LED lights in response to the site's environment, highlighting Davenport City and surrounding scenes. Executive Director and CEO Melissa Moore said this experience has been a dream in the making for 20 years, with work being done for the last decade. When the Figge first opened, Moore said they had a dream to light up the building.
In between the exterior glass panels of the building, there's a catwalk, and it happens on every level. And this was created from the beginning for us to have access for maintenance of the building. And when Leo came and did his exploratory visit, he realized that that was an opportunity.
Moore said the project totaled $4 million and was funded by contributions from the Iowa Economic Development Authority, the Regional Development Authority, and other donors. For WVIK News, I'm Lexi Woodcock.
In sports, the Quad Cities River Bandits closed out their series against the Dayton Dragons with a 5-4 win last night in Davenport. The Bandits are now on the road to Wisconsin to play the Beloit Skycarps starting tomorrow. This is WVIK News.